Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team for the new season, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to Niamh Cooper, who signed for Nottingham Forest Netball. I suppose, was it a case of Chelsea's on the line? Do you accept the call?
Yeah, you don't decline that call, I don't think. I think obviously Chelsea Pittman is a legend of netball, isn't she? I mean, I've played against her a few times. I'm not sure she would remember that, but I certainly do. And, you know, I mean, gold medalist with the Roses and such a successful Commonwealth Games, previous diamond, has experience across Super League and Suncorp. Getting a chance to even speak to her was unreal. And the vision that she has for Nottingham Forest Netball over the next couple of years is so forward thinking and so where we want female sport to be and so where we want netball to be in this professional era, and just really was probably a no-brainer for me in terms of how exciting it could be. I do think they're going to be leaders in their own right in this new professional era. I think Nottingham Forest is going to very much lead the way, and so I think an opportunity, especially towards the end of my career, of being a part of that was just something I couldn't turn down. I was really fortunate to get an opportunity to be coached by Karen Atkinson when I was at Loughborough a few years ago, 10 years ago. And I thought she was outstanding, one of the best coaches that I've ever had, as a person, but also as coach. And knowing that she is sitting at the top of all this and has also was so successful with Scotland, and she's done work with England Netball before, and she's just a legend in her own right. And knowing that her experience is going to be utilised in the development of this franchise and pushing forward into this new professional era just really excited me, because I very much trust her. And I know that it's not that she's going to be necessarily involved in the court stuff, but I just know that having the backing of Karen Atkinson is always something that you want to be a part of. So yeah, it was probably a no-brainer, really, when you put it all down on paper.
As players, everybody was out of contract at the same time. Must have been pretty uneasy for you? Or was that a case of, you know what, whatever's going to happen will happen? How did you approach that?
I would like to say that I was very cool, calm and collected, and, you know, was you know, what will happen will happen. But it was probably the most stressful signing period of my entire life. I think speaking to pretty much every player, it was the same, because everybody was out of contract. It was mayhem, and it all happened very quickly, especially for us as Stars. Obviously, we're in the third, fourth playoff on the Saturday, so it's a very bizarre experience going from being very much a part of a team and celebrating what was such a successful season with Stars, to then, you know, 48 hours later, everyone's out of contract, everyone's dog eat dog trying to get a contract, and with there being more money now on the line and it being a more professional targeting, I suppose, a fully professional league, everything changes. The conversations are a bit longer. You know, what does that look like? You know, how is the franchise going to make, you know, money and stuff out of us as players as well? That all has to come into the conversation, whereas before it wasn't so much like that. So things didn't happen just as quickly as what they maybe have done in the past, and it was very, very stressful, I think, for pretty much every player, and I would imagine for a lot of coaches as well. So glad that that's over. I was glad to see the back of that week, to be quite honest, but I think is definitely part and parcel of what netball is going to become. And I think it's overall a very positive thing. I think when things become much more professional, it can only be a good thing for netball. And, you know, a lot of the gossip in the chat around who's signing where and the new franchises, I mean, ultimately, I believe that any media is good media. And that's probably what we need for our sport. And if that means that we're going to ultimately end up professional in the coming years, then bring it on.
I suppose as a player, now is when you begin to look towards the start of the season. It's almost around the corner.
Yeah, absolutely. It just all becomes a bit real and really exciting. I love this time of year where you're building in, you're trying to make plans. You know, you're looking at schedule, getting into pre-season. I personally really love pre-season. So it's an exciting time of year. I do think that the way they've run it this year in terms of announcing all the teams in one go is a much more professional way to do it. And I think the fans have been asking for a less of a drip feed team announcement for quite a few years now. And so it's great to see that the league has taken on the opinion of the fans. And yeah, I thought that it was a really exciting day when they were all being announced. I know I was barely off my phone waiting to see like who was in the other teams. And it was very much the chat of people who aren't even involved. Netball friends of mine who are in the other sports were like, oh, I see the netball was on Sky Sports. So that's what we want. That's what we need. That's what's going to push the sport forward. Yeah, I'm all for it.
I've got you on tape saying I love pre-season, so that'll come back and
haunt you. You can send that to Chelsea.
What's the anticipation like, obviously, working with Hannah and Iona as well, who you would have played against internationally?
Yeah, I played against them internationally. I played against them, obviously, in the Super League before as well. I hold those two athletes in such high regard. Hannah, I think, is such a naturally gifted player, really athletic. So I'm really excited to be working with her in the centre court, because hopefully if I can just shut down the middle, she can win lots of ball on the side. I don't know if that's what the plan will be, but I mean, I'm quite excited by that. And Iona, obviously, just back from having her first child. So I have major respect for that. She is such an outstanding athlete and has great experience both with Roses and with the Thistles and with lots of different Super League franchises through the years. So really excited to get working with her, a very experienced player. So there's a lot of experience in that midcourt and something that I think we will be able to work really well with.
And is she a fact that the team has got Raleen as well? Maybe a secret, not so much a secret in the last couple of weeks, but the fact that she was at SSN for a replacement last season as well, and just how international players are still being attracted to Super League.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that the signing of Rolene is an unreal signing. I watched her when she was a replacement player. I've also seen her in the Quad Series last year, and I thought she was outstanding. I don't know how South Africa keep just producing these outstanding goal shooters, but I'm here for it. And I obviously have experienced being on a team with a few of the South Africans last year, and I just think that they're brilliant humans and really, really enjoy working with them. So it's something that really excited me when I was chatting to Chelsea and she said that she had Rolene. I was like, yep, sounds brilliant. So yeah, really excited. I think that shooting end is going to be formidable, obviously with Rhea Dixon joining as well. Like, I mean, best goal attack in the league last year. So I think that pairing is going to be just absolute fire.
Excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait to get going.
Niamh, thanks for your time. Speak soon.
You're very welcome.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.